Well, this week's terrorist attack in Iran, which killed 17 people, came less than a month after an election there. Hassan Rouhani was re-elected president, giving new hope to reformers. In addition to terrorism, Rouhani faces other domestic challenges, including the economy. But boosting the economy in Iran may be difficult with a more hawkish administration in Washington. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The euphoria among Iran's reformers was sweet, perhaps because they knew it would be short-lived. They decisively gave their centrist president a second chance to deliver on the issue that dominated the campaign, whether Rouhani is right when he says Iran must deal with the West, as it did in the 2015 nuclear agreement, to put Iranians back to work. As Rouhani's votes piled up, the mood in Tehran was clear. Saeed Jafari has run an auto parts shop in the Iranian capital for some 25 years. He has a short to-do list for the president.
He should concentrate his efforts on three items: economy, creating jobs, and paying attention to the marginalized people of this nation.
It's easier said than done. Billions of dollars have flowed into Iran's opaque and heavily centralized economy since the nuclear deal freed up the country's frozen overseas assets. A few large business deals have been struck, including a new fleet of Boeing airplanes. But so far, all ordinary Iranians have seen is a slowing of Iran's notorious inflation rate, not the dramatic jump-starting of the economy they kept hearing about during Rouhani's first term. Sitting in a Western-style coffee shop, engineer Masoud Ashari says re-electing Rouhani, with his willingness to engage the world, is important in itself. But now he really needs to show some results that people can feel.
4 years ago, the people wants to change something, but now we are at the half of the way. So I think in next 4 years, Mr. Rouhani must respond to the people who vote for him for the second time.
But Rouhani will have to deal with conservative factions who vow to fight what they see as damaging outside influences. Perhaps more importantly, he's also facing a new administration in Washington, eager to threaten, punish, and isolate Iran. Analyst Ali Vaez at the International Crisis Group says it's now clear that the last 4 years of President Obama in Washington and Rouhani in Tehran were an extremely rare matchup of U.S. and Iranian leaders who both favored diplomacy over sanctions and military threats.
It has rarely happened in the past 38-year history of Iran and the United States that the two countries have been on the same page at the same time. The stars really aligned during Obama's second term and Rouhani's first term, and that's why the nuclear deal was achieved.
Analysts in Tehran also see trouble ahead. Fuad Izadi at Tehran University says it's important to remember that the only reason the nuclear deal survived in the first place was because Obama vetoed congressional efforts to derail it. Now Iran sees what Izadi calls a huge new sanctions bill moving through Congress with little likelihood of a Trump veto.
If that passes, based on the text we are reading, the nuclear agreement more or less becomes ineffective.
Analyst Ali Vaez says Rouhani urgently needs to bring in foreign investment, especially from Europe. Besides bringing in revenue, he says getting Europe more involved in Iran could make it that much harder for Washington to undo the nuclear accord.
The more the European companies have an interest in the continuation of the nuclear deal, the more the Iranians have somebody who could face up the United States and push back against additional sanctions.
Iranians say if Rouhani is to deliver on his promises, he'll have to find someone willing to do business with Iran, despite the threat of more sanctions from Washington. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.